This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And there's this. Tropical storm Cristobal today is strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico, with forecasters saying the U.S. Gulf Coast from perhaps Texas to Florida may feel this from Sunday night onward. The Atlantic hurricane season has begun, and Federal Emergency Management Agency officials say they're already straining to pay for coronavirus response. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on how states are planning for natural disasters during the pandemic.
States are responding to the coronavirus pandemic with the same infrastructure and funding they use for all emergencies. Nora O'Brien runs Connect Consulting Services, which advises state and local governments on emergency preparedness. She warns COVID-19 isn't the only emergency they'll have to deal with.
We're still going to have slated to be a horrific hurricane season. We're still going to have severe weather. So it's going to stress our emergency management systems even further.
That's what's likely ahead for Gulf Coast states. Mississippi, for example, has already spent about $62 million on COVID-19 response, more than five times what it spent during record flooding last year. Mallory White is with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency.
And that's because we have had to track down and purchase our own PPE from outside sources and other countries as well, and within companies from Mississippi, because Mississippi companies have retooled.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, will likely reimburse some of these emergency costs, and the CARES Act set aside some funding for states to respond to COVID-19 as well. That helps on the money side of things. Nora O'Brien at Connect Consulting says the logistics of dealing with a big storm are going to be a challenge as well.
Generally, when you have a hurricane, you're going to evacuate people out of an area before that hurricane hits. Well, sheltering people in the time of COVID is a very risky business.
You can't really pack people into school gyms and emergency shelters and still practice good social distancing. And after months of coronavirus response, emergency workers will probably be exhausted. Steve Malanga is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
These workers will have to be peeled off to move in the new direction, if you will. So that may actually slow or set back some of the COVID responses that people have been relying on these workers for.
And with all of these issues, emergency response isn't the only bill states have to worry about paying. Lucy Dedayan is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute.
In addition to hurricane season, there is a big pressure on the states to address the healthcare costs and unemployment insurance claims, which just skyrocketed.
And those costs may not go down for a while yet. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.